Lakeland. Lakeland area MLA Scott Sear is working on a proposal to build a facility in the region that he says will offer healing, recovery, regeneration, and renewal. Working on the project with a number of local stakeholders, the Bonneville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA says a Lakeland-based recovery center will benefit all of northeastern Alberta. The idea is still in conceptual stages, he explains, and was presented in a formal request letter to Alberta's Minister of Health and Addictions Dan Williams on Sept. 8. Nothing is set in stone, including the facility's name, location, philosophy, or timeline, he told Lakeland this week, adding that it's something he has seen in other parts of the province and would like to see for the region. Supporters for the project, he says, are drawing inspiration from similar facilities like the Blood Tribe Recovery Community and the Sioux Tina Nation Recovery Facility in southern Alberta. So far, no dollar figures have been attached to the idea. According to Sear, the impetus for this initiative came not from him, but from various groups and individuals within the region who recognized the pressing need for such a facility. He has heard comments from community organizations, healthcare professionals, the RCMP, Native Friendship Centers throughout the region, FNMI elders, as well as local charities. This proposal has been initiated by the constituents themselves. As I presented the proposal, I learned that multiple other stakeholders and organizations were also working on similar proposals, he explained. In many ways, I have been merely a voice for the ideas generated by the constituents. Statistics growing. Sear says regional healthcare professionals are grappling with an overwhelming number of overdoses and mental health crises while the RCMP contend with a surge in crime and violence, with Lakeland communities ranking among the top 30 for violent crime on a nationwide crime index. These statistics are unprecedented for communities where, not too long ago, leaving your doors unlocked was the norm, he said. As outlined in the proposal, anecdotes from law enforcement suggest that 70-80% of these crimes are linked to alcohol and drug abuse. Sear stated that moving forward, this will remain a grassroots-driven proposal with the government continuing to collaborate with communities across northeastern Alberta, Alberta Health Services, the RCMP, charity organizations, regional friendship centers, and FNMI communities. Open to all? Mental health, addictions and crime are not restricted to one segment of society and affect all communities and all ages, he said, describing the proposed facility as an open door for anyone in need. This initiative is intended to benefit all of northeastern Alberta, not just one particular community, he said. And while it is committed to addressing and accommodating the unique considerations and needs of First Nations and Métis communities, it's essential to emphasize that its scope extends beyond these communities. This proposal has gained a considerable amount of support, especially from municipal governments. Maureen Miller, the mayor of St. Paul, said a proposed recovery center located anywhere in the Lakeland region would assist those needing and wanting treatment to access that opportunity in familiar surroundings close to home. Many struggle with getting immediate supports close to home. Transportation to a larger center away from community and family is definitely a barrier to accepting help, she said. Mental health and addictions have been identified as one of the many core issues when we work and try to support our communities.